It's time to carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Springfield news. It's all kind of dominated by the re-election of Mike Madigan to be the state Democratic Party leader, but was it really about him being re-elected or just seeing if it'd be less unanimous-y than usual? But it wasn't, so there you go. But some movement in Springfield with the gun license veto override. Democrats put forth a bill to hopefully close loopholes and put more regulation on gun shop owners. The governor vetoed it during the primary campaign, even though polls show that over 70% of Illinois residents favor it. So today, Senator Dan Harmon said that they have the votes to override the veto in the Senate, but still no word about the House. You need 70 votes in the House to override. So instead of just voting and getting everybody on the record, it may not even be brought up in the Senate. Just to avoid putting some Democrats on the firing line, no pun intended, in areas that the state may be more pro-gun. So in other words, Madigan's back, baby! It's annoying that this issue is one that can't get past state politics. I mean, I can understand maybe federal, because there's so many things that go into a gun law, but state? The other big issue so far this spring session, doing a net neutrality bill to protect the internet in the state of Illinois, which last time I checked, the internet doesn't work that way. I typed in it in the state of Illinois. So does that mean it's a state of Illinois website? Is Facebook a state of Illinois website? Come on, man. The other is possibly talking about the legalizing of marijuana in the future, if everybody wants to. That's essentially what Madigan said. He's not for it, but if everybody else is, who's he to stand in the way? My head hurts. Come on. So you look at legalizing weed, but you play politics with guns. Is it time for the State House to take their vacation yet? Their first of 12? No? We got to wait till the end of May? They got to act like they did something? We tried. Sorry, we tried. So anyway, we'll be back in September. Governor Bruce Rauner may have escaped the Republican primary, but that hasn't stopped conservatives from still pushing against him. Yep. News is that Senator Sam McCann from Central Illinois is mulling a third-party run in November. He would be the guy who'd be the conservative choice. So much for uniting the party. Not good. Some Chicago news. Jake's Pub in Lakeview is in hot water for being racist on Facebook. I guess that's what this story boils down to. The owner got into an argument over whether or not white people could use the N-word. What? Always some argument white people should dive right into, right? What is that? And now there's social media backlash against the Lakeview Bar, which has been in Chicago since 1933. Hey, this may be why not every bar needs a social media strategy, right? I'd be okay if Jake's in Lakeview didn't have a Facebook page. I'd figure it out on my own what nights they'd have wing specials, you know, like 10 years ago. If you have something politically or racially charged to say, I don't know, save it for the afternoon regulars. Don't take it to Facebook. And now it's time for a new segment I like to call, Which Article Should I Read? With all the paywalls, you got to be diligent, right? You can look at the headline, but you can't necessarily click. So which one do I open here? How about the article with the headline, Trump calls North Korean leader Kim Jong-un very honorable? All right. I'm kind of interested. Yeah. Or do I go with Pruitt to put limits on how EPA uses scientific research? That sounds, I want to click so bad. Or Kourtney Kardashian wears a crop top to address Congress about cosmetics reform. Yeah, that's going to be the one. Ah, darn it. I've used up all my People magazine clicks. So I'm out. That's the new segment I like to call Which Article Should I Read? Scientists created a new app to let marijuana users find out once and for all, how high am I? Yep, the app would be able to give you a reading, not unlike a breathalyzer would for alcohol. A reading? If you've polished off two bags of Cool Ranch Doritos and you're thinking about switching to ice cream, you're too high. Here, I just did the reading for you. Maybe we could do a call-in segment. Same thing, scientists, their apps. In weather... She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She's going to bring 70-degree weather with her when she comes. She'll be running round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. That's Mother Nature is in that train. I don't know if you like that old folky Justin right there. What I'm trying to say is nice weather's around the bend, I reckon. In sports, the Sox had a strange day-night game today. They lost a close one, 1-0, right here in 720 WG. And Chris Volstad had a nice spot start, giving up one run in five innings, but no offense. The Sox had a huge game against the Mariners yesterday, and then today, back to the goose eggs. Yoan Moncada's starting to turn heads with a couple big games for the Sox, including last night where he almost went for the cycle, so it looks like he's settling in at the top spot, right? Eh. Renteria had him batting sixth today. Tim Anderson had a day to forget. A couple of hits, but he got picked off at second base and then ran in front of Moncada while he was trying to field a grounder. I mean, I know it's a youth movement, but it felt very like seventh grade, like the 11 and 12-year-old youth movement. Like the one guy. When have you ever seen a shortstop run in front of a second baseman to field a grounder? That has all the feel of the shortstops, the all-star, or maybe the coach's kid, right? The second baseman they have no faith in. So little Jason runs over the second to get it because he doesn't trust the second baseman and botches the play. That's essentially what Tim Anderson just did today. Avi Garcia went on the DL with a strained hammy after pulling up lame yesterday. The Cubs doing a quick two-game series against the Indians, a little rematch of the 2016 World Series. Schwarber went off today, hitting two home runs in his first two at-bats. Cubs are currently rolling in Cleveland. 8-1 was the last time I saw. The Cubs are without Chris Bryant, who's recovering from getting beamed in the head, only saved by the brim of his helmet on Sunday. Yesterday, they had the day off. Tonight, he's out of the lineup. Have to watch that one very carefully. Hey, did you see Nico Mirotic, Rajon Rondo, and the New Orleans Pelicans swept the Trailblazers? Hey, did you see Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson, and Derrick Rose playing against the Rockets? Hey, did you see Snelly Cat, Tony Snell, playing in the Milwaukee Bucks? Dwayne Wade, Miami? Kyle Korver winning games in Cleveland? Paul Gasol stealing one from the Warriors? No? Nobody saw any of that? Nobody? Did Gar Forman see any of that? Big week for the Bears. GM Ryan Pace talked to the media today and told the Chicago faithful absolutely nothing about Thursday's draft plans, which is smart. But he did say that the Bears had eight players they were interested in with the eighth overall pick. There's going to be a run on QBs in this draft. So it's a given that the Bears are going to get an upper echelon player because they don't need a quarterback. The question will be, will it be Quentin Nelson, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Saquon Barkley, or Joe Thompson, a Division III player that nobody's ever heard of because he's never even played football before? You can laugh, but it's classic Bears. Don't be surprised with the number 8 pick, Pete Zimmerman. Forte and Hester retired yesterday, and Hester said he belongs in the Hall of Fame, which I do agree with wholeheartedly. It's the only time in Bears history that we didn't get up to go refill the chip bowl during punts. Also, didn't know this, but Matt Forte holds the Bears' record for most yards from scrimmage. He doesn't get enough credit. Go to number 22. And finally tonight, a new McDonald's is opening up in the West Loop. It's the big one that's in the lobby of the McDonald's headquarters, and you can get all sorts of international menu items at the flagship store. So how do you say McRib in the ancient language of Bantu Africa? How many clicks for Mick and how many whistles for rib? Nah, forget it. I'll just have the French fries. Wait, there's different ways to say fries? Nah, forget it. Forget it. Just give me a Big Mac. That's the carryout for April 24th, 2018. Take as many napkins as you need. We don't judge. All right, coming up, Joe Knowles is going to join us, the author of the Chicago Tribune book, Chicago White Sox, A Decade-by-Decade History, and also British pop star Rick Astley joins us at the 9 o'clock hour. And much, much more. It's The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.